opinion, our little center, the higher connection. I hope that we can round it up. Let us also think of the devotees who have been so far with us. Many of them had to leave already to go to their respective destinations. So I'm glad that so many are still here and can participate in the seminar. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari.
Thank you.
Hari Asta Tasi Sinat. His Divine Grace, Srila Ave Charanaravinda, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantoti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai, His Confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridastaku Ki Jai, Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandaya Ki Jai. All glories to the Assembly of Krishna, all glories to the Assembly of Krishna, all glories to the Assembly of Krishna, all glories to Sri Siva Ravali Shiva Ranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, our brother Sri Arya. I want to greet a very special guest. This is the mother of Raj Mohan. It is Arya, a very nice personality and mother. Please let us affectionately greet her by saying, Gaur Premananda Hare I hope I didn't embarrass you before everyone. I would like to, in starting, to give you a little summary of our seminar so that you know where we are and can understand the subjects which you will hear today in the proper perspective. On the first day, we were a little bit discussing some knowledge, how the Lord is present in every heart and also every atom and the super soul. Basically, he has two functions in this form. That is, he gives intelligence and direction to everything which happens in his creation. And secondly, he also gives the power or potency which keeps the whole creation together. We were listening or viewing a few examples how even materialists can get direction from the super soul, and even strengths in difficult situations. Remember Mozart and the mountain climber. From this we concluded that as devotees, it is very important for us to get direct contact with the super soul, not just some indirect intuition and help, but direct connection. The second day, we discussed a little bit about our what is in between us and the super soul realization. Who remembers? Krishna had talked about this in the Bhagavad Gita, and he described that someone who wants to be in contact with him has to overcome a certain difficulty. Who remembers? Yes. We were looking a little bit on why this is so difficult, because deep inside of us samskaras, this is in Sanskrit, or what we, the new word which we introduced is core beliefs, which influence all of our thinking, feeling and willing. We were suggesting to the devotees that of the 32,000 thoughts which we have each day, most of the thoughts are really not helpful for spiritual enlightenment. And I wanted to suggest that you become a little bit aware of this shadow of yourself. Those who are dentists, like Bhakti Nyaka and Lydia and Vasco da Gama from Macedonia,
they know that if you have a rotten tooth and put a golden crown on top of it, the infection will continue and most probably even spread more. So if you do not control your mind a little, if you do not make a little work in your own personality and keep difficulties which are deep inside of your mind there, then it may be that this process of Krishna consciousness will not really help you as much as it could. So that was the second day, our shadow day, our dark day, our difficult day, where we were thinking of our own conditioning. Then on the third day, we were thinking deeply about our relationship to Krishna. We talked to each other to find out what we would think about our relationship to Krishna. And then we discussed many, many different questions. We talked, is it Krishna who hears our prayers or the Super Soul? And we could understand from Shastra, no, that Krishna personally takes care of his devotee, not the four-armed form. Govinda or any other form of Krishna, even Radha Punya Bihari, are in the heart for the devotee. Then we started to go the path of establishing a direct contact. We said, first of all, it's necessary to understand our own spiritual nature. Then we try to see Krishna's hand in everything. Then we discussed a little bit how and when the inner voice can speak to us. We described a little bit how to check if the answers which we get are correct. Remember yesterday's movie, which I think was a little bit thought-provoking. You know, there was a person, Jesus Christ, who had heard the will of God, but then there was another force, Lucifer, who was coming and tempting him. Be rest assured, when you hear the inner voice, you will also be tempted. Today, I want to tell you a little bit, a few more tips, what you can do to get in contact with the Super Soul. And want to start with what we have left off yesterday. That is, a spiritual practice which you do every day. This spiritual practice or sadhana which is done every day brings us in contact with the Super Soul, with the Lord within the heart. Oh, what happened? Radhakund came at the last day. Not yet surely, securely fixed. Yama Priya got an inspiration from the Super Soul, or what was it? Must have been. I must say, this was not discussed previously. This is Srimati Radharani and her person, her bodily form as Radhakund.
Wow.
Can I take this? No? Yes. Good. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Now I'm no longer in here. I'm already in Kartik time in Vrindavan. And Yama Priya has successfully destroyed all my concepts. Thank you. Very good. One moment, I will find back. I just have to listen to that little inner voice. Don't say it. Don't say it! You spoil everything! A daily spiritual practice will put you on the level where you can be in contact
than the Supa Soul. The Supa Soul is, you can compare it, it's like a transcendental power station which has all the information and guidance which you need. All what is necessary is all what is necessary is that you become tuned in to this powerful spiritual station, the Supa Soul station. That's all. Please imagine we have a radio here and we want to hear, let us say, news. And we know it's on, the news are broadcast on a certain frequency. And we have to just put the radio on that frequency. First it may be, tomorrow the weather will be, no, we want the weather station. And we go back. Sunshine and clouds. And then again a disturbance. And we hear another music, a radio play. Give me back my children immediately. And no, this is not the right station. We want to have the weather information. This is what you need to do also in your spiritual life. You need to put yourself on the wavelengths where actually the Lord is present. That is the spiritual wavelengths of Krishna consciousness. And you can do this best by regular practice. Please do not forget the word regular. Not just practice, but regular practice. Regular practice or sadhana is so powerful that it slowly brings you in contact. Prabhupada once said, if you go for 14 years regularly to the Mangal Arati, Svakidansh, every day, everything which you say will be the truth after 14 years. Yes, he mentioned the number 14. I do not know why, but he said. But does this tell us that a regular practice, not just a practice which you do sometimes, but a regular practice has great, great potency? That is the reason why at the time of initiation, the spiritual master requests us to do a regular practice. Svakidansh, 16 Kruga, yeah, and the whole life, four regulative principles, Svakidansh, almost, Svakidansh, you can understand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every day, it has so much potency. I do not know what happens if you chant every day the Hare Krishna Mantra 16. No, Prabhupada told me in my letter of initiation, my dear Sachinanda, I have gladly, he said, my dear so-and-so, he called my Kami name, I have gladly accepted you as my newly initiated disciple. If you chant every day, then he added another word, without fail, that fail, best proposed, it's 16 rounds, you will go in this life back home, back to Godhead. It's a result. He said, if you sometimes don't make the rounds, you can do it in the next day, but it's not so good. So, yes, this daily practice of something gives you great spiritual result. It's a great secret. My dear devotees, some of you have just started with the rounds. Take a number which you can easily do every day. 4 rounds, 8 rounds. Even if you only chant 1 round a day, because you are still not totally sure that you should dedicate all your life to Krishna. Chant 1 round a day, and you can be guaranteed that there will be a spiritual result. Just do it every day. This is the most important practice of sadhana. A great importance is also singing and dancing. Prabhupada once said, if we chant for the deities and dance, the lines on your hands, the fate lines, change. Try it. Don't stand like a pillar from solid granite, Yugoslavian granite. Yeah. Try to dance, clap in your hands for Krishna's pleasure. This has great potency. There are other things which we do, like everyday reading, everyday doing some service for Krishna, everyday having darshan of the deities, even if we only have a picture at home of our favorite deities. I think by now many have become fans of Radha Kunya Vihari. Do you also feel that? Aren't they wonderful? Have you looked at Radharani's face? Have you studied the big eyes of Kunya Vihari? You see everything. Maybe next time our merchants can have a Radha Kunya Vihari shop or open a special shop and become rich men overnight. I wanted to give you a few other small childish rituals, because there may be a child within you, or let me say an intuitive person, who likes to do something to change. What you could do is, you could write down one of your anattas. Take that piece of paper and burn it in a candle. This is childish thing, or childlike thing, which many traditions take. What we do in our tradition, which is similar like this, we talk our minds and say, Prabhu, I have this mistake, can you please help me to get rid of this? In other words, don't just tolerate if there are so much garbage in the heart. Take the garbage on a piece of paper and burn it. Haribol. This is something for some of the children in us. I'm a big child, I do such things, but maybe also when you want to start something, you go at a holy place and leave some donation there. Or maybe you write down your aims in spiritual life and put them at the feet of the Lord on the altar. In other words, you want to have a new belief, something, a new attitude, a new orientation in your life. Make this symbolic. We have in our Vaishnava traditions many symbols. For instance, our tila. It means, I am now, this is a temple now. Or another symbol, how we change our core beliefs, is by neck beats. I'm a dog now. If my spiritual master says, come here, I have to come. Krishna, and we have such symbols.
In other words, work a little bit on your core beliefs and express your new convictions with symbols. For instance, if there is a good day, they make a puja. Invite Krishna in your life. Like when you go in a new apartment, invite all kinds of your friends and celebrate the occasion. This apartment will be an apartment with Krishna. These are small childlike rituals which might help you to get new convictions and core beliefs in you. A little unconventional, I admit, but let's be creative. Huh? The next point what you can do is make a pilgrimage. May I ask you, what kind of picture comes to your mind when you think about life?
Pain and struggle.
Pain and struggle. Could we also say a good improvement, a good chance to improve? This was something on core beliefs. I thought of something else when I asked the question, and this was not a catch question to put poor Virachandra in another dilemma. Think of life. What is the most suited analogy to describe life? An adventure, someone said, a journey.
Engaged in Srila Prabhupada's mission.
An engagement in Prabhupada's mission. Engagement. Life for me is an opportunity to develop my potencies of Krishna's to become empowered. I very much liked what one devotee said, life is a journey. You start out in childhood, then the journey brings you to teenage doom, when the storm of puberty rages in your body. Then the journey brings you to where you are now. And the journey will most probably bring you to old age and also to other stations. Like any journey, life is a journey. Now the best spiritual way of expressing the journey of life is to make it a holy journey, a pilgrimage. When you have done a pilgrimage, you can translate your adventures into your real life. Since thousands of years, people who want to make the journey of their life holy, they go on a holy pilgrimage and learn on the pilgrimage how to live their lives. There are five excellent rules for the pilgrim. The rules which help you also in your life. First rule, practice the art of attention and discernment. On a pilgrimage you want to know what happened here. How did God become manifested at this holy place? The second rule is practice to visit the spiritual center of this place you visit. Make yourself free from distraction. For instance, when you go to Vrindavan, you don't go in the Vrindavan cinema and look at one of these very kitschy Hindu movies who are dripping with kitsch.
you go to the spiritual center, like you go to the Krishna Balaram temple and pay your obeisances to Krishna Balaram and Radha Shyam Sunda, or you go to the Madan Mohan temple and so on. The third rule is you practice to visit the spiritual dimension every day anew. For instance, a pilgrim will always understand, I have to sing a little so that I am spiritual. I have to eat Mahaprasadam so that I am a little bit more spiritual. A pilgrim is always interested to be in the spiritual consciousness, and every day he does something to get there. The fourth rule is practice to read holy scriptures. And the fifth rule is practice to express your gratefulness. Oh, thank you, Krishna, that I could come to this holy place. Thank you that you have not forgotten me. Give an offering and glorification. Because it is a little and we, our cups are full, and then we have so much information here, like full cups of water. This might be good, so I will ask Adya to please find an empty piece of paper. I will give you my note if you get lost. And because these five excellent rules, we can just take everything down, because this one we can put later. There was three. Other side, yeah. Are we starting? No, she needs to write now. You can look there. No problem. So the first, these rules are also good for life. Practice the art of attention and listening every day. Be attentive. You will see many more things. Don't be dupe. The second rule is practice to visit the spiritual center of each place. In your life, go every day to Krishna, even if you don't live in the temple. Make that journey like a pilgrim who arrives at a place and goes to a temple. Third, practice to visit the spiritual dimension every day anew.
Give it to Aitsky, Dominski.
Fourth, practice to read holy scriptures. And the fifth, practice to express your gratefulness. Say thank you. Krishna, thank you. I have gotten some prasadam today. Krishna, I got a nice whoosh finally. Thank you. Krishna, I got some fix today. Thank you. There are three good rules in life.
I will write them down for you.
This is the first rule.
What kind of rule?
This is the second rule.
Oh, you know?
Now comes the third rule.
Thanks.
the same. Practice, practice, practice. But there's a great difference. In the beginning, the practice is very faulty. But by practice, it becomes correct. Lord Krishna speaks about this point by saying one should follow, one should practice, and then one should do yoga in two ways. Either out of love, pure love, but if you don't have love, you must do it with abhyasa. Sanskrit word is abhyasa, which means practice. Practice rules and regulations. In the beginning we are imperfect, but it becomes more perfect. This is the power of regular practice. Stamislite. Dobro bhanda, huh? These things come by practice. When you are on pilgrimage, you want to come on the spiritual platform. What do you do? See, the danger for a pilgrim is that he just thinks about his tail off. Yes, I'm home, oh no. Not enough food. No fix. Oh, my legs are hurting. My brain is hurting from the culture shock. The hot sun. My blisters on the feet. A pilgrim is in great danger to be on the material platform because he travels through an unknown territory. But therefore a pilgrim sings songs to lift him up. On Braj Mandal Parikrama, on that pilgrimage, we always sing from morning till evening to keep our consciousness not with the blissless, but with the bliss. A pilgrim can sometimes write diary or letters. He prays a lot. He reads holy scriptures. He makes new friendships. He bathes in holy waters. He bows down before holy mountains and holy altars. He takes part in ceremonies which elevate him. He meditates. And he avoids one thing. It has to happen now. Krishna, you have not shown yourself up to now. When is the flash of enlightenment happening? He is very patient, very humble. And when the pilgrim returns, he doesn't only speak of his experiences, he lives his experiences. In Sanskrit, the word, the place of pilgrimage, is Tirtha. Tirtha means also a point of crossing over.
Threshold. Then a pilgrim wants to go over this threshold. And what helps him to get over it?
The spiritual power of a tirtha. That's why you go to a tirtha. It's a place of crossing over, leaving your old life behind, starting anew. So pilgrimages are done in many traditions, also in ours. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to come to Mayapur and Vrindavan, especially because they are the most powerful holy places. Yes, and be benefited. He said in old age, after 50 years, one should go and live in Vrindavan, Haribol. It's the best place to go to the spiritual world. The next point which I would like to make is to talk a little bit about another very important practice to connect with Krishna. This practice is to pray every day. There's so much power in praying that even scientists have found out about it. For instance, they made experiments about people who had a very difficult disease, and then they had a group of 10 people praying for them, and it worked. In Austria, we have one devotee. It was a lady. When she was 3.5 years old, she had leukemia. Leukemia? It's a disease which brings you to a deadly result. The modern medicine couldn't help her any longer. So her parents, in a last effort to save her life, gave her into a monastery where there were a few nuns who were every day assembling around this dying little girl and just prayed, "Father in heaven, this girl is so nice, please save her life." 5 or 7, she didn't tell me. And after a year, when she went to the leukemia test, when the parents took her there, the leukemia was gone. This never happens usually. Prayers are powerful. The Lord heals. How can we make our prayers powerful? The Bhagavatam says, you must put your mind into your heart when you pray. Don't let the mind go everywhere. Oh Krishna, please make me renounce and make me a little bit more advanced, maybe. Maybe a little bit more. What's a good word? When does this end? When do my next engagement start? Oh, yes, no, maybe a little bit more. I have to work now. Put your mind where your words are. Put your mind in your heart. Or Puno Konzentrationski. Yes. This is very important. And Prabhupada said, with priti, with love. In the little seminar which we gave in Zagreb, called My Relationship with Krishna, we have talked at length about prayers, but I do not wish to go so much in the detail, because if you are interested, you can listen to the tape. So let us now come to the close. What happens if you follow the Super Soul? We go back to Krishna, back home. What follows if you don't follow the Super Soul? What do you think happens? When Krishna tells you something and you don't do it, we are lost. Krishna says this to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. But in our daily life, it may be a little different than in the Bhagavad Gita. Here Krishna was there and wanted Arjuna to become his instrument. But this is not always our identical situation. I want to tell you something positive. When you don't follow the Super Soul, most properly the Super Soul will tell you again and again and again and again and again and maybe again. Then you will run against a wall. Then you will most probably run against the same wall again. And then maybe again. But at one stage the wall is gone. The voice will be silent. And you will not be able to change your life any longer. But there are many, what I want to get at here is that the Lord gives us many chances. First subtly in the voice, and then in form of a wall. Most probably at that time the whole world sees that you should change something in your life. But they don't dare to tell you. I would like to give you a little example which I told also in Zagreb. Because today is Sunday, my example will be from the Bible. God wanted Jonas. What is Jonas? Jonah. Yes. God wanted Jonah to go and preach in Nineveh. But Jonah was afraid. The people were not so cultured, and you know what they did with Christians. We saw this in the TV when they burned one. That is a problem. They always burn the wrong people. Even in the old time, the people of Nineveh would just make a lot of things for the Christian priests so that they would often die as murderers. So Jonah didn't want to do this. So he pretended as if nothing had happened. Next night he had another dream. I want you to go to he woke up. I think that was an illusion. Jonah was very connected with God. Again and again it came. Finally Jonah said, enough! He went to the next harbor. He took a ship and went in the opposite direction. Didn't go to Nineveh. He ran away. Then the Lord made it more clear what he wanted. He sent a storm which came on the boat, and the boat came in difficult trouble. But Jonas pretended nothing was there. He went down in the boat to take a demonstrative rest. Like, you know, when a devotee asks us something, and we know we should do this, but we don't want to do it, then we go in the shogi and sleep. To forget all about it. So he went inside the boat to sleep. But the boat was going chong, chong, chong because of the storm. Finally, the seamen came, the matroskis, what are they called? people who work on the ship, yeah, they came and said, wake up! We are all drowning! Say your last prayer! Yuna said, alright! Alright! Then he said to the sea people, do one thing. He will not make peace before I go to Nineveh. Just throw me outside of the boat and then the storm will be gone. Very interesting. Way to calm a storm. One, two, Vasudeva. The moment he was in the ocean, the storm went. It was all right. He had started to follow the instruction of the Lord. Then the sea people looked for him. They wanted to save him. You've saved our life. But Jonas was not there. What had happened to him? A big whale had come. You know, the Adriatic Sea, I just heard. They have seen a 25-meter long whale. I was trying to find him, but he couldn't find him. Remember that time? So such a whale came, it swallowed Jonah, and he was comfortable in the stomach, there was enough air, and after 3 days of driving over the or swimming, the whale spit him out on the coast. And Jonah came, you know, wading into to the coast. And so the next person he saw, where are we? Where am I? Oh, you don't know. You're just next to Nineveh. This is what happens when you don't follow. And this is what happens when you follow. You will run into many difficulties. You will, or let me say it, first you will hear again. And sometimes Krishna talks also through other people. But then when you don't do it, you will run into some difficulty by the Lord's mercy. It's the milos. Milos. And then, and when you finally do it, I don't think a veil will come, but maybe something else. Maybe you will get what you wanted in a different way. Maybe you will start something new in your life. Maybe your parents will give peace and say, who have no practice Krishna conscious, but be strict. Something will happen by the mercy of Krishna which will make it difficult, easy. I am sure, my dear devotees, that each one of you has his private Nineveh. Dako, there's one thing which you should be doing, but which you don't do. It's your Nineveh. Sashinandan Swami, there's one thing which you should be doing, which you don't do. You know you should be doing it, but you don't do it. That's your Nineveh. Each one of us, please think after the seminar where your Nineveh is, in what part of your heart. Hare Krishna. To make this very clear, I want to read to you a poem. It's in German, and I will try my best to give a translation. It's a poem about what happens when you connect your life with the desire of Krishna. It's not written really by Dharpahari or another Krishna conscious or Satsvarup Maharaj, but it makes such a nice point. If I could read it to you in German language and you would know the language, you would cry in happiness. But you will have to excuse me, it will be my poor translation into English. She was broken. Many scratches were on her. No, I have to know this number before I can start. What is an, who knows German of our talented 80? Was ist ein Auktionator? Das ist der Mann, der sagt zum Ersten, zum Zweiten, zum Dritten.
Auktionator.
Auktionär. The person who conducts an auction.
Auktionär.
Yes. Auktionär. Very good. That's also the German word. So let us. Do you all know what is an auctioneer? Auctionary.
In
English,
yes.
Do you know what it is? It's not a problem if we have the wrong word. We need to know the word. Oh yeah? That's good. Okay, I will tell the auctioneer. It's the person who says, for the first time, or the second time. Okay, 300 krona. For the first time, for the second time, for the 301 krona. You know the situation. Okay. She was broken. Many scratches were on her. And the auctioneer didn't think it was necessary to also bring this old violin to the auction. But nevertheless, he took the auction with the violin and he smiled. What will you pay, good people? What will you pay? Who starts to give a price? One person said. 10 kuna. Someone will give more? It's a violin? Who had no? 11 kuna. Alright. For 11 kuna for the first time, for the second time. In the room, totally in the bed, there was an old grey hair man. He said, wait a minute. And he came in front, he took the old violin, he took the dust away from it, he tuned it, and then he played a melody, a sweet melody, pure and sweet, as if an angel would sing. After what seemed to be a long time, the music became silent and the auctioneer spoke again. This time his voice was very peaceful and soft. Good people, what will you pay for this old violin? And he took the violin, held it high, with also the Bulgar. Gudaro. Yes, the Gudaro. First, everyone was silent. 11,000 kuna! That's all? Asked the auctioneer. 20,000 kuna! Okay. 20,000 for the first, for the second, and for the third. The people were ecstatic. Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. But some said, we don't understand. It's the same violin. What has increased its value?
Then the intelligent man stood up in the crowd. The value of the violin has been increased by the touch of the master's hand. Again, the value of the violin has been increased by the touch of the master's hand. Hare Krishna.
In a similar way, we are sometimes scratched, we may be broken, very insignificant, so much dust on this litter.
We may not make nice melodies, but when we are touched by Krishna, if we are in connection with the Super Soul, then our value becomes moved very high. Hare Krishna. Beautiful story, isn't it? I think at least when we are musicians, we can be Hare Krishna. Please think about this. The connection with the Super Soul is not just some luxury. It is something which is very important. Very good.
The story was from my secret storybooks.
This magical storybooks. All of my guest stories are.
Dear devotees, I have ended my little story, my little seminar. I wanted to thank you all very much that you have come and participated and that you have allowed yourself to be moved in heart. I want to tell you now a reality. You will go back to your respective places. The students will start to study again when the summer holidays go. The workers will go. Your name is Dario. Dario from Split will wrestle again on the wrestle field. He's a wrestler. You can challenge him if you want. In an affectionate way. You will go to Zagreb, which is a little hot now. You will go to Berg. You will see your dear beloved parents and friends. You will go back to normal. But I want to give you 5 powerful tips so that you will not live your normal life again, but that you will be able to go and make something wonderful with your life. First of all, our first step, it's all right, those who want to write down will write down without help, and those who want to memorize will memorize without. Become a little bit aware of your life in Zagreb, of your life in Heidelberg or Zadar or Hungary or Serbia. What is your life like before you came to the summer camp? The second step is become aware of the new things which you have learned. Maybe you have learned, oh, it's nice to make kirtan with devotees. Maybe you have learned something from the many wonderful lectures by Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj and Krishna Chaitra Prabhu and so on. Maybe you have learned something by the seminar, the connection, the higher connection. Whatever it is you have learned, become aware before you go to Zagreb or Hungary or Heidelberg. The third step is, if you have had some insight, remember it, and when you go back to Zagreb or Hungary or Heidelberg,
apply that.
One word of caution. Take small things which are easy to apply. Don't just take, from now on I will surrender all my acts to Krishna. It will not work most probably. Take something small. Oh yeah, I will read every day 10 minutes. As an example. Step 4. Most of the properly you will only read every day for 10 minutes as an example for 1 week. Then you will go back into your old reading habits. Don't despair. Be happy. When you fail to follow up on your new inspiration, then see, why was I not able to follow my new inspiration? And how could I, in the same situation, follow and apply the new instruction? And then apply it. And remember this, practice, practice, practice. Or in Sanskrit it's called Abhyasa Yoga, the yoga of practice. It's very powerful. Your handwriting will become clear after some time. Hare Krishna. Let me thank you all very much here. We have ended on time. I personally think we should not end this seminar with questions and answers. We should just leave it like this. I wish you a good journey home and a good practice. Which is there on the thing. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Goni Jai ki jai. Sisi Radha Kunya Vihari ki jai. Go Premanandi Jai. Jai.